In this bulletin, recovery efforts underway in New Zealand's White Island. Britain's head to the polls, and in cricket, an even result between Australia and New Zealand. The mission to recover the bodies of those still missing on Fakari White Island following the volcano's eruption is underway. The death toll from the disaster has climbed to 8, with a further 8 still missing. More than 20 others are being treated in hospital for injuries sustained in the incident. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says the mission to retrieve the bodies will be risky, but it needed to be undertaken as soon as possible.
Interviews that we've done of those that were there on the island immediately after the eruption, and the drone footage and the other footage that we've got access to, that we can see six bodies, okay? But we know that we are missing 8 people. We know exactly where they are, those 6 people. So our first priority will be to get those 6 people off.
GNS Science has predicted a 50 to 60% chance of a further eruption in the next 24 hours. A commercial pilot involved in the rescue of those involved in eruption has recounted what he saw. 31-year-old Jason Hill flew to the island just after the volcano erupted and transported 5 victims to the mainland. Mr. Hill says it's lucky so many people were willing to risk their lives to be involved in the rescue effort.
Myself down, and less than 1% of the people that have helped on this island, including the paramedics back on shore, they've done it. And also they've been trying to keep those people for their loved ones.
Britons are casting their ballot in a snap pre-Christmas election aimed at ending years of political gridlock and bitter division over Brexit. More than 4,000 polling venues across England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have opened their doors for an election described as the most important in a generation. A decisive victory for Prime Minister Boris Johnson would most likely end Britain's 46-year involvement in the European Union next month, setting the country on a course to chart a new future based on closer ties with the United States and other allies. But a win for the pro-EU opposition could still reverse the Brexit process and give Britain its most leftist government in decades, led by veteran socialist Jeremy Corbyn, committed to renationalisation and massive public sector spending. Marie Hawkins from the English town of Grimsby explains a reason behind her vote.
I work for the NHS. I'm really worried about the NHS, and I just feel that Jeremy Corbyn is going to do so much more for ordinary people, I think. I really think the Conservatives are not interested in working class people, yes. You know, the poverty that we have now, the food banks is really very frightening, I think.
The Bureau of Meteorology is warning that Australia could experience the hottest day on record next week. The heat wave is set to be caused by a hot air mass currently building in Western Australia heading east. WA is forecast to experience temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius until Sunday. The Bureau says it's possible that the highest ever Australian recorded temperature of 50.7 degrees Celsius, which occurred in Oodanadatta in South Australia, could be broken. Jetstar faces a weekend of strikes as baggage handlers and ground crew stop work, followed by 4-hour stoppages by pilots. The budget airline's ground staff will walk off the job at different times today, in Sydney, at Melbourne's Tullamarine and Avalon airports, and in Brisbane, Cairns and Adelaide. The strike, less than 2 weeks out from Christmas, comes after Jetstar rejected workers' demands for pay increases, minimum hours on the job and safety improvements. The union claims Jetstar makes $4 billion in revenue each year, while workers are forced onto insecure, low-paid work. To sport, and day one of the highly anticipated day-night test in Perth between Australia and New Zealand has resulted in an even contest. Australian batsman Manus Labuschagne was a star of the day, scoring an unbeaten century to see the locals finish on 4 for 248. New Zealand rescued the day with the late wickets of Steve Smith and Matthew Wade, with Travis Head and Labuschagne to resume proceedings on day two today. Labuschagne has told Fox Sports he was relieved when he brought up his century.
The boys were teasing me during the week that I tried to do it last game and I quaffed it, I couldn't get there. So when I actually just scraped it over the rope, I was pretty stoked.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 41 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 23. Melbourne, mostly cloudy and 21. Hobart, shower or two and 21. Canberra, smoke haze and 28 degrees. Wollongong, possible shower, 20 degrees. Sydney, cloudy and 23 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 29 degrees. Cairns, sunny and 33 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm with 35 degrees. SBS News, Sonia Lal.